All right, the 49th solo episode, Why You Should Stop Setting Goals. In today's episode, I'll clarify why I have such a love-hate relationship with the terms goals and goal setting. For many of us, in many cases, goals probably add more stress instead of taking it away. They pretty much often, almost always, hurt instead of helping. I'll try to explain what I mean by this, why I try my best to not set goals anymore, but how you can still reach success, maybe even more of it, and in a healthier, better way if you ditch the goal setting. As always, feel free to DM me at Just Keep Learning or email me just to chat or ask questions that you might want to have answered on the show. Speaking of email, the newsletter is really taking off recently. It's been so fun to share tips there that really help people get clarity and design your dreams as stress-free as possible. That little catchphrase there, design your dreams as stress-free as possible, has been a lot of fun to really craft and get better and better at figuring out how to do that. So be sure to sign up to the newsletter and let's dive into this idea of stopping setting goals. I actually A/B split tested these headlines in the emails. The overarching topic was this idea of goal setting being bad, but the two headlines that I had were my goals made me depressed and why is goal setting useless? Be curious to know what you think would get more clicks. And I already know that it was, why is goal setting useless? And so this is kind of a great place to start. Now, I won't get into all of the troubles with education, but I will mention this one that connects here. And it's this fact that we still, or at least some people still, drill the idea of goal setting. I can't count how many times I've met students or clients who are addicted to this idea of setting a goal and trying to achieve it. Now, I'm partly to blame. I often use the keywords goals or goal setting, and maybe I should stop, but I feel that in a way, it's my duty to change what that means. I want more content about dreaming and letting go in that sort of goal setting space. Now, speaking of letting go, something tells me that this whole JKL brand is going to be much more successful, I guess you could call it, in the next little while than it has been. And I'm not sure what it is, perhaps the ebb and flow of life in general that just always occurs. When there's downs, there's ups and stuff like that. There's no specific signs or signals, but I just feel an energy around the community that's engaging with the work that it's really starting to pay off. And I think perhaps it's due to the fact that I really don't have goals anymore. I will continue to work on it, but that's it. And in a way, it's really simple. But like one of the headlines that I shared, my goals were making me depressed. And it's actually true. I almost gave up on the podcast and the newsletter altogether because of goals. Seems kind of crazy. And I hesitate a little bit to say that my goals were making me or made me depressed. That's a deep word. Our minds are really not that simple, but I really, really, really struggled in life recently. A lot of things were going on, but I think in many ways, a big part of this was the idea of trying to play a character. And I was setting goals like a wild madman. And when I look at a quote from Jim Carrey, his definition of what it means to be depressed, I kind of start thinking that maybe I'm not that far off. People talk about depression all the time. The difference between depression and sadness is that sadness is from happenstance, whatever happened or didn't happen for you, grief, whatever it is. But depression is your body saying, F you, I don't want to be this character anymore. I don't want to hold up this avatar that's been created in the world. It's just too much for me. You should think of the word depressed actually as deep rest. Your body needs to be depressed because it needs deep rest from the character that you've been trying to play. Now, I've dressed up as both Heath Ledger's and Joaquin Phoenix's versions of the Joker for Halloween, not just randomly. And there's a reason, there's reasons why I connect with that character from Batman in general. I feel like it could be an entire essay itself. But one of those reasons rings very true when I read that Jim Carrey quote about deep rest. And it's the idea that I personally feel like I'm always wearing a mask, pretending, or as Lewis Capaldi says, designed to deceive, so tell me who you want me to be. Now, it makes sense that I put on a front. I think all of us do in some way, socially for friends, with clients, for my kids, at work, in many relationships. But I didn't realize until really recently that the early phases of being a content creator leads to very similar feelings. We do this mask thing within ourselves. We do it to ourselves. And I created the person that I thought I was supposed to be after X number of years creating a podcast, after X number of years trying to figure out how to write online. And I was trying to live up to what it meant in my mind to be the person who owned a quote unquote successful brand. And this is why it's kind of stupid to set goals. Because what happens if we fall short of the target? If that's the case, are we all failures? Or worse, what happens if you do hit the target? Could you have been better? How much better could you have been? And so some will argue, and maybe a long time ago I would have argued, that you won't achieve a goal unless you set the intention that the intention should at least be to shoot for the moon and land among the stars. And maybe there is some truth to that. But my question when it comes to that concept is, who cares? Who gives a shit if you achieve the goal or not? I simply want to make everything around me better. And I have many things that I would love to achieve. Universe willing, I will accomplish many of them. Like writing books, being stronger, healthier, improving as a parent, coach, teacher, friend, and husband. I really want to make this podcast better, make the newsletter more impactful, fun, and helpful. And are these goals? Maybe, but most often when we think of goals, we think of that acronym that I almost cringe when I hear. The idea of SMART. So if those are goals, fine, maybe I do have goals, but please don't ask me to make them specific, measurable, realistic, or timed anytime soon, because it just won't happen. That's not how I operate. I want to be surprised by all of the twists and turns. I want to be excited by the developments, the opportunities, and wonder that comes from my efforts to simply improve. And it wasn't always this way. I almost feel like, in a way, it's like being in recovery from any addiction. I feel like I'm in recovery as this wild goal setter. If we don't set goals, but we can still be successful, then what do we do instead? And it's really, sadly, simple in nature. And I say sadly because it's actually hard to do, but the idea is just to stay still, to let go, and live in the moment. If anything, pick a wild-ass dream, some crazy, unrealistic pursuit, and just work away at it. Now, I'm sharing ideas from a lot of other people today, but I absolutely love how Kobe explains his mindset when it comes to ideas and creativity. He said, I dream. I just dream. And then instead of looking up at the mountain, I put one foot in front of the other. And I stay still. When times get tough, because the negative emotions, the ups and downs, those will swirl around you. They'll come and go if you commit to staying still. And so, the punchline of all of this becomes, how do we stay still? What is the way to remain still? And this is the really counterintuitive part. It's simply by taking helpful actions, taking a next step, committing to a current practice, like just putting in the reps, whatever that thing is, just do it. And in that way, maybe Nike really did have the absolute best slogan of all times. But for now, I will stick with just keep learning, because that's really what it's all about. Take some action, learn from it, don't worry about the results. And that's it for today's episode. I really love when people in the JKL community ask questions, so keep them coming. Fire DMs, replies, or emails with something that you learned, that it made you think about, or topics you would like tackled on the show. I've done so much learning about how to succeed in the creator economy, and like I said at the top, my big dream is to help you gain clarity over what you want to do when it comes to designing the life of your dreams. And I love engaging with our newsletter audience when it comes to this. We've got big plans to do more giveaways, specific Q&As, and bonuses for people in this group. So definitely check out the JKL newsletter. In the meantime, appreciate all of you. Until the next episode, all the best. And remember, just keep learning.